Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Time for us to dig around in some of the big stories of the week. According to work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the story list and the people list, the top 10 items have been researched by all the staff, and so we have the info here for you for the week of March 11th to 15th. When I say we, Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and the Good Day program. So we'll go through these stories and then some. Jay is out today because, as a radio person, it's important to be able to speak. And she can't. So that's the long weekend. Right, exactly. All right, so I want you to give me a little, before we actually get into the story list, the official list from Talkers, there's this story about the SWAT team down in Irvine. Right, the Orange County Sheriff's Department, they were announcing there were a number of injuries. The SWAT members were training with hazardous devices. So what is, I didn't realize that, I guess I should have thought, that there were various specialization areas. The FBI is investigating this. Is this something that is foul
Pretty
play
sad.
Involved?
Some of these guys were actually really, really hurt. And it was 16 different people from the Orange County Sheriff's Department, their own SWAT team. They had an explosion. They were doing an indoor training exercise on Wednesday, and there was an explosion. One person suffered a leg injury and will need surgery. The other two, or I guess two others, had superficial wounds. And then 13 of them had dizziness and ringing in the ears. So almost like everybody that was in there, problems.
Wasn't the end of the world, but not great.
No, but probably enough to scare you. And that ringing in the ears, I'm sorry, but when that, I don't know if you've ever had that tinnitus.
Yes, I have it.
I'm not saying that it like is, you know, it equates with a leg injury or something serious, but boy, it can keep you up at night. It's annoying.
Well, if you pay attention to it, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
If you listen, like I can not listen to it and don't hear a thing, but oftentimes, as you've suggested, wake up.
Is that what you're telling me?
What'd you say, Jennifer?
Huh? Are you talking? What's your name again?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Ray Momino is here.
Yeah, no one knows exactly what caused the explosion, or if they do, they're not telling people yet, because, you know, they probably have to cover their own rear end at this point.
Exactly.
But they were doing joint training with the sheriff's hazardous devices section when it happened.
Right. All right, so there's that. And then I was interested, and maybe this plays into the situation with the presidential race. Our story list, let me go through the story list before we go to this one. Well, there's a number of different items that I want to go through with you. At number 10, problems continuing at the Boeing company, all of their own making.
Yeah.
Ruining. Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see here. The Biden budget is number 9 on the list. They should have called it the Biden budget buster. At number 8, the situation in Haiti. I don't know why that's...
Oh, my God. That's huge, too. You know, because here's why it's of concern. Because of all the people that are going to be coming
here
from Haiti.
Yeah,
and I guess the guy that's running things is named Barbecue. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't heard that. No. What's his name? Fred Barbecue?
I don't even want to tell you why they call him Barbecue, but apparently they eat humans. They're like cannibals over there.
Yeah. Great. All right. So maybe that's why it is number 8 this week on the story list at Talkers.com. Also, we have this list every week published at GoodDayShow.com. Let's see. The wars are in number 7 and 6 position. The Middle East is 7 and Russia is 6 with the Ukraine. Number 5, the migrant situation, which continues to be shameful. And number 4, I don't even know why this is here. More about Biden and the classified documents. And come on with all that stuff.
Oh, because
it's the same old.
Robert Hur testified this week about the report on the classified documents. He was the special counsel, so that was a pretty big story this week.
Number three, TikTok legislation. That is a big story. We'll talk about that during our social media segment. The situation with Trump. He actually had what appeared to be a fairly good week, however you describe that, in terms of the legal stuff that he's going through. The judge dismissed the documents indictment, and he travels around. You got to wonder how he keeps himself. People ask me, how do I know they're coming or going? I would ask that of Trump. So he was in a Florida courtroom on Thursday. His attorneys argued for the dismissal of the federal classified document case, which I think, frankly, is appropriate. I think there's nothing. I mean, this stuff is a mountain out of a molehill. There are some things he's done that he's pretty culpable for. But so far, in the two ones that have gotten the most exposure, the one about the fraud in New York and the banks, and that's a make-believe ballroom if I ever saw one with that damn attorney general in New York. What an outrage that is.
Yeah.
And then there's this thing here that, I don't know.
What's interesting about this argument that was made, and the judge decided to keep the case, although she was very vague about her decision, which was interesting, but the argument that I heard from a legal expert, one of the talking heads, but it made sense.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Is that, first of all, I think what people are so upset about is that Biden was allowed to skate on his classified documents and Trump was not. And Trump's actually has been the president before Biden, because when
but
Biden had the documents,
have?
He wasn't
it doesn't
president.
Make, honestly, Jennifer,
well,
what do they have that is so earth-shaking?
Right,
classification.
What's interesting is that... You could declassify as a president. So everything that Trump could have, plus it was protected by Secret Service. Biden was just a vice president and a senator, and it was sitting in his garage. So that's the uneven playing field. But just real quick, and then I want to hear what you think. The legal expert said that if you were going to pursue charges against Trump, because Bill Clinton, remember when Bill Clinton was stealing documents from the White House and there was a whole deal, like his guy was sticking stuff in his pants and walking out of the White House. Apparently,
Bill Clinton was sticking something in his pants? No,
At that point, the DOJ argued that this is civil and that it's not a federal charge. And so they already have precedence that even if you were going to pursue this, it shouldn't be in federal court. It should be in civil court. And that's where the National Archives should go to try to retrieve property that they think is theirs. So it's kind of interesting that even the jurisdiction might be wrong on this. But, there you go.
Bunch of nonsense. There's plenty of stuff that is serious that probably ought to be adjudicated, but this isn't one of them, in my estimation, anyway. All right, while we're talking about Trump and his situation, whatever it may be, the RNC, Republican National Committee, has been restaffed, sort of a Trump takeover, if you will. So if you're aligned with his thinking, then you're going to stay. Apparently 60 staffers were not, so they're out. And so another example.
So they have 300 and something staffers, I think, at the RNC. Yeah. So the ones that were let go were actually the ones that were doing double work, because one of the criticisms of the RNC was that they were really overspending, not on get out the vote, but on staff, on flowers, on gifts for their donors. They were spending on stuff that wasn't actually winning elections. And so that's why there were so many people let go, not necessarily
who determined that, though, Jennifer? Was it his niece or whoever?
Well,
the new
leadership is going in. So Michael Whatley is the new chairman of the Republican
Party.
Who's
he?
The former.
Where did he come from?
So you have to be a chairman of the state party to move up. So he was a chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party. So now he is in charge of the entire RNC. Laura Trump is a co-chair. She's going to be in charge of like getting out the vote and that sort of thing. But what's interesting is a lot of people are saying, well, now Trump has, including me, by the way, this was a criticism, because even though I love Trump and I want the RNC to be successful, I didn't know if I loved the proximity to the Trump campaign, but apparently they're absorbing the model of the DNC. So each cycle, the DNC kind of
because they get it wrong, the Republicans can get it wrong too. That's basically
it's not even that they get it wrong; they're winning elections. You know, yeah, the Democrats are doing a great job of getting out the vote. So Republicans, I guess, are kind of copying the model that seems to work by...
Their message may be a little different, too, and that may help them get out.
Sometimes, yeah. But
not
a lot
that it's
of it
right,
is the,
but...
It's the money that they spend to send text messages to people, to ballot harvest, literally it's called chasing ballots. And so one of the things that I was encouraged hearing from Lara Trump is she said her primary concern is now chasing ballots. And that's what Republicans should
What's
be concerned
her background?
About,
why would she make a good
flower
chairman? What's,
I don't
what's,
know.
What is
she, where Why is would she anybody from? Make a good chairman? I mean, I think I could go in and make a good chairman, and I don't really have
you
any.
You could, too.
Yeah, I don't have
I think
any.
You'd make a great chairman.
Experience in that department, but I know enough to know enough.
Right, you know enough. All right, so let's see. We're sort of flushing things out here, not necessarily in order. With regard to the Israeli-Hamas war, Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate Majority Leader, has stayed largely silent until this past week, and then he started to be critical of Prime Minister Netanyahu, said he needs to go. And my comment on the top of the story is, why is that up to him to decide?
Amen.
You can say free speech.
Especially when you scream about election interference all the time, and now you're trying to interfere in someone else's election. And, you know, I was listening to Dennis Prager talk about this. I was all fired up on my show listening to this in real time. But Prager makes the easy point, and that is, even if there were an election, even if you got rid of Netanyahu, the Liberal Party in Israel has said that the war would not stop. And so I think that Chuck Schumer came out on the day that Biden went to Michigan, where there are a lot of Muslims and a lot of far lefters who don't like the fact that Israel is defending themselves. And so he decided to become a lapdog and say, come out and say those things. And I just don't think it's any of his business. Talk about the problems in the United States. That's not his concern. And
I've never had any use for him. He's a grandstander, BS.
I think it was literally on purpose because Biden's worried about losing Michigan because those 100,000 people voted uncommitted because of his Israel stance.
No, it's all about politics. Come on. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority president named an advisor to be prime minister. There was a lot of pressure from the rest of the world to pick an outsider, but that didn't get very far. No surprise there. All right, we continue to overview what's going on in the world in the News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen going through all of the items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine. Again, you can see the list every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Did I do the Talkers?
Ta-ta.
Okay, so social media is always something that we focus on during this portion, this segment, if you will, to do the radio speak of the hour of our programs on Good Day. And so we do it. We carry that forth here on the Talk Radio Review. And the number one angle here that sort of does have to do with a person whose name is trending, and also sort of the tech side of things, because it involves X and it involves former, with an emphasis on former TV personality Don Lemon. He announced that X has canceled his media deal with him, and he was going to get, what, $20 million or something? He got a settlement from CNN of $23 million, if I remember correctly, and he was going to bring now, he's going to take his talk show over to X, kind of like what's his face?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson, right, exactly. Yeah. But apparently there was some interview that was done, and Musk didn't like it. It was, you know, kind of contentious.
It shows you that he's still running things. You know, a lot of people thought that he's like moving away, and he's got that new CEO in there. But he's still making the decisions, and don't cross him, I guess, if you want to work there.
Right. Well, Lemon asked him about his rumored drug use.
Yeah.
And that's what angered Musk to the point of canceling the deal. So now where does somebody like Don Lemon, who has no talent, and no, he has nothing, he's the biggest, he's got some talent because he snowed CNN into paying him $23 million a year. Ay, ay, ay.
It's interesting because I bet you Don Lemon was like, this is a risk that's going to show him I'm a real journalist. And instead it showed him that he's going to be leaving the building very quickly.
See you later, Elvis has left the building.
I mean, I guess, I don't like Don Lemon, but I guess I can't blame him for trying, but, you know.
No.
I don't know.
So let's see. At X now, Tucker Carlson is creating a TV sort of TV-like content. Paris Hilton has a deal.
That'll do it. I know you're tuned in for that one.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Mr. Beast, who's a YouTube star,
has a video. Let's see, he's making $250,000 a week on that. Jim Rome, the sports guy, Tulsi Gabbard, is she still in Congress or what's she doing now?
No, well, you've heard the rumors, right? She's hanging out with Trump a lot. I think she should be RFK's running mate. RFK has released his list of running mates this year.
Jesse Ventura,
football player, the top of the list, Jesse Ventura. But Tulsi's also on that list. She should be. That would be the most serious and smart choice for RFK if he wants to prove his seriousness as a candidate, I think. But, you know.
Yeah. He's banned a bunch of journalists from the New York Times. That makes sense. And also, there are people from Washington Post he doesn't want anything to do with. It's interesting. He made a personal decision to maintain the ban on Alex Jones' account. You know, after the Sandy Hook thing last year, which is, you know, again, people say, well, what about freedom of speech? The guy owns it. He can do what he wants with it. It's his business who's there and who's not there. And give me that stuff. I mean, whether you agree or you don't agree, freedom of speech, how can he do that? You're moronic if you think you don't understand how it works. He owns it. He can do what he wants. He's free to do whatever he would like to do. So thank you very much and see you later. That's the way that works. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now it's 34 after the hour of the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Jay is out without a voice this week. He always does have a voice. We have, she has a voice, she just can't use it. That's right. How that works. So we're going through the story list, the people list, not necessarily in any particular order, but because Trump is... everywhere, number two on the people list, number two on the story list. A few of the items of interest here are whether or not the prosecutors who have proposed delaying Trump's criminal trial, Jennifer, up in New York, they say they want to put it off, 30 days, because they want to review the new documents that have been presented. So is that, this is, you know, I guess... Win in a sense for Trump, right? If they delay it another 30 days, it puts it
delaying
further
anything
away.
Is they think helpful to Trump, or at least that's what Trump's team is putting out there. I mean, until you get rid of some of these ridiculous trials, then all that helpful. But delay, I guess, is what they're looking for because they want him out there running, not stuck to a courtroom.
The classified documents trial is a joke. And that's another one. As a matter of fact, they are trying to dismiss the case, and they probably ought to. There are four still, though, right? Four criminal cases?
Yeah, so let's see. Okay, so you've got the classified documents, which is in federal court in Florida. The one that there is a delay in is the one that Alvin Bragg, who is the DA in Manhattan, brought against Donald Trump about the hush money. This one's another one that's just a disaster.
Yeah.
That's the one where the judge said that they are going to give a 30-day delay. That one was supposed to start, what was it, next week, I think, March 25th is when that trial was supposed to start. So it'll be delayed for a month. And then you have the Letitia James one, which was about his real estate. That was just settled. You've got Georgia still going. And Georgia is the one where the DA, just now disgraced DA, Fannie Willis, and her boyfriend brought charges against
Trump. Why is she disgraced? I mean, she's not very good, but she's disgraced because she was stripping her... This guy that worked on the case with her?
Not just stripping, but also enriching herself off. No, I mean, look, she can strip whoever she wants. But in your office, she ran for office saying she wasn't. She was anti-stripping within the ranks. And that was actually very clearly laid out in her campaign. And then she not only lied, she not only stripped, but then she lied about it. Yeah. And she lied about the timeline. So the problem is not that she's having a relationship with this guy. It's that she brought her boyfriend in to help investigate Trump. And then they started fundraising off of this. And then they started using that money to take vacations and go to fancy dinners. Woo-hoo. And this is the kind of stuff that people feel gross about, because you want the money to go for the actual serious nature of the job, not for frivolous perks because you're targeting someone that people don't like.
Right. All right. So there you go. The anti-stripping platform. I think we ought to run on that. There you go.
Good luck in Washington, D.C. You'd never get that anywhere.
Right.
Sounds full of strippers.
Behind the closed doors, as it were. All right. Let's see. What else have we got here? The comments that Trump made suggesting that he was open to cutting Social Security and Medicare, was that taken out of context?
Not what he's saying at all. In fact, to the chagrin of a lot of Republicans, he's actually saying he will do everything he can to protect Social Security and Medicare.
That's a good way to get
he
votes.
Says
yeah
I mean, he said, quote, I will never do anything to Social Security. That's a quote that he gave this week at a
end
rally
of story.
Peter
Navarro, who is one of his advisors, is going into the slammer because he failed to testify in the January 6th inquiry. So how long does he have to go to jail?
4 months. And by the way, I know Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro is one of the coolest people on the planet. If you talk to him, you would love him. He's incredibly smart. He is incredibly talented. He is the only person who worked from day one till the end of the Trump administration. Remember how tumultuous it was and people were leaving all the time?
He was there the
entire time. And... The fact that they're going out after him because he failed to appear for a subpoena, I would ask if they're going after Hunter Biden that same way.
There you go. And the answer, folks, is N-O.
Is no.
No. No.
4 months.
All right, so this seems to be
it's
all
like
Trump all the time.
He's like a 70-year-old man. Ridiculous.
We have to clean up some of the stuff we haven't talked about this week with regard to Trump. So I'm going to look. This is a report from today's New York Times, which suggests that Mr. Trump, according to the Republicans, has growing support among Latinos. I can imagine that might be, I think that might be true, frankly. When you look at how the Democrats, they always do this, the arrogance of being in position, if you're black, you got to be a Democrat, and if you're a Latino, you got to be Catholic, and you got to vote for the Democrats as well. And that appears not to be something that is.
Well, let me tell you, I do.
Reality.
You know, I do speeches, right? I do speeches mostly around California to different groups. And as late as a week and a half ago, I've updated my numbers, and I use polling numbers. I use polling numbers from Real Clear Politics. I don't use, so-called Republican polls or Democrat polls. I'm looking at the bulk of them.
Gallup is a notorious Republican pollster.
Trump has more support with Latinos than Biden does right now. And that's why a lot of people are saying that And that was not the case in 2020. Now, Latino support in Republican camps has been growing because I think socially and ideologically, a lot of the values line up between those communities and people are kind of figuring that out. But I think the reason it's grown so much is because of the border issue. And there are so many people who have legally immigrated here who are so ticked by the open border policies of Biden that it's pushing them into Trump's camp. And then the other interesting group, Trump's least popular group is black women. Black women do not like Trump, but black men, they're starting to grow in support. And you don't need to have the majority of black men vote for Trump, but you do need to have about 20%. And with 20%, it's almost insurmountable for Biden to win the election. I think Trump got 14% in 2020, and now he's polling at 24, 26% support with black men. So depending on how these hold and how many people show up, it's possible that Biden's got a problem with black men particularly and then Latino voters.
All right, so let's...
Where he's weak is suburban women, white women, and black women.
What a surprise. Yeah. All right. Now, there's a new border bill that's going through Congress that Republicans seem to favor unless they hear from Trump that he opposes it. So this, again, a stranglehold here with his taking over the Republican National Committee, and then the feelings about this. I don't really know what's in the bill. None of the bills that I've seen so far that I've actually looked at seem strong enough. So what do you know about the new border bill that the Republicans like that they kind of put together with Mike? I like Mike, by the way. That could be a new slogan. I may not.
Mike Johnson, it may be, I like you.
Yeah, we know. It may be
I told
you,
you
like
I liked
his,
him when he first came in. You weren't sure, but
no,
I
like
feel
him.
Like there's just something good about him. I don't know.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Anyway, so what's the story on this border bill that now is floating around?
So this is not actually that new. A border bill was negotiated by the Senate and then sent over to the House. And there's this big story out there that somehow Trump told the Republicans in the House to oppose this bill, which is not necessarily true. I'm sure that Trump opposes this bill, but we should probably most oppose this bill because it's spending more money and not actually dealing with any security. And so there is a bill that's already been passed by the House. And that's H.R. 2 that's sitting in the hands of the Senate. So the House Republicans said, look, we're not going to support anything new. We've already passed our bill. Now the Senate needs to pick up H.R. 2. But a lot of the media outlets like to make it seem like it's just all Trump that's going in there and changing things. They're not actually truly acknowledging the fact that Republicans, like I think over a year ago, already passed H.R. 2, which is ready for the Senate to pick up and debate. But they won't do it because it's actually actionable items instead of just spending more money. And we don't need to spend more money on the border if we actually allow people to shut the gates, if we allow people to come in and not just catch and release, which is the new policy. It's like, we got you, and now we're letting you go and buy, if you're in California, here's health insurance and $20,000 to buy a house. I mean, it's ridiculous. So we need to change the policies, not necessarily dump more money into the problem.
I talked this week on the Good Day program about the 10 states where people are leaving and the 5 states they're going to.
Yeah.
And the number one on the list was California.
Of course.
And the California politicians, I'd made two comments. One of them, the California politicians are like Rip Van Winkle when it comes to understanding what the majority of people in California think, regardless of how the voting turns out. And number two, no matter how many people leave California, I still get stuck on the 405.
I know.
It doesn't make any difference.
Well,
800,000 people left California.
Yeah. It's quality of life. And you still deal with traffic. And I can't tell you how bad the roads are. Well, you know, you're here a lot.
Yeah.
After the rain that we've had. The infrastructure is literally crumbling. California had a wind event this last week. It was a nightmare. We had trees over. We had traffic lights falling down. I had my mom call me, and she was driving around running errands. She's like, I'm going home. There's a traffic light dangling by a wire. She's like, I'm getting out of here because of the wind. That's not the most thriving economy
driving an electric
on the planet.
Car?
No,
driving an electric car?
She does have a hybrid, though, to be fair.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let's talk about, as time allows, this woman who'd been nominated to run the North Carolina Public Schools, who is very Republican, and in some way, shape, or form, at least she's quoted by saying that there ought to be violence. They're using, you should attack Democrats if they like Obama. And by a matter of fact, she called for in a speech executing Obama and Biden.
Oh, great.
Where do these people come from? But, of course, the news media gets on it because she's a Republican, not because she's a mental, you know, why would she even be up for a job like that, I guess would be the question. Okay, so tell me about Senator Katie Britt. What's going on with her? She did the thing after the State of the Union. She says that Mike Johnson told her to ignore.
She's now the most hated person with liberals because they think she's doing, you know, this Christian style delivery. Senator Katie Britt is an up and coming star in the Republican Party. She's the youngest member of the Senate. She's only 42 years old. She was tasked with delivering the Republican response after the State of the Union. And what she said, I thought was great, but she delivered it like she was trying out for a high school production of Mean Girls. I mean, it was just very weird in the delivery.
Yeah, it was weird.
And she, of course, they set her in her kitchen, which is not exactly what, you know, you want to show. But these responses are hard because you have a presidential speech where people are standing up and screaming and cheering or booing, and then you have someone sitting in a gymnasium, like clutching a flagpole or sitting in their kitchen. So they're always awkward. But this one was particularly awkward, and she chose to tell a story about a woman who was raped coming into the country. But apparently this woman was raped during the Bush administration, not during the Biden administration. So instead of just coming out and saying, this is what policies or this is what results from open border policies, she has come out and said that Speaker Mike Johnson approved the story that she told. I don't know if that's true or not. It might have been, but maybe it was lost in delivery that this wasn't something that currently happened, because people have gone after her saying she was trying to lie and pin something on Biden that didn't belong to him. But there are plenty of the stories that are happening under Biden. I wish she would have chosen something more current, because you have to talk about the dangers of his policies, not necessarily something that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
Misfire. Republicans sometimes. Well, Democrats too. Just misfiring all over.
It's just amazing how politically naive some people are and how politically divided we continue to be. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen here, continuing in a matter of moments for those of you listening around the weekend to the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour now. Talk Radio Review continuing. Jennifer Horn and Doug Stephan Jay is out this week because she doesn't have a voice. She lost that. So let's talk about elections. We are all fixated on our election here. But in case you didn't know it, Russia has an election going on this weekend. And you'll be surprised to hear that Vladimir Putin is the only person who's running for another term. I find
that's
it
weird. Now,
hard
I would really
believe,
think it
right?
would be a big race.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We know what happens to people who run against Putin.
Right. See you later. So before the vote, as we end the week, Russia has intensified its online censorship. The techniques that they are using were pioneered by Edward Snowden and his counterpart in China. So, let's have a round of applause for former American Ed Snowden and for the Chinese. They certainly want to help out their pal, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, on his way to another term. Still time. We still have time to put a bullet in his head if you'd like to see him go the way of the wind. Do I have to say any more about this? Have we done enough Russian election? Let's talk about the U.S. election, or you want to talk some more about the Russians? Up to you, Jen. It's your choice. It's ladies' choice.
I do love more Russians.
Well, because your heritage is Eastern European.
That's right.
Right?
They're my countrymen. No, I'm Czech.
Right.
Come on. Don't get us confused.
Let's keep moving here. The situation with Aaron Rodgers. Let's move into those who would be king, those who would run for president, those who would run for vice president. So as soon as Aaron Rodgers' name popped up
as a potential... What did you think about that? I was so curious.
Him,
speak,
him running as vice president with Kennedy?
Because I know that you're a big Kennedy guy, and so that's why I was curious what his base thinks about.
I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers guy by any stretch of the imagination.
I like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a good guy. I just don't know if that's one of the things that Kennedy has to assure people is that he's a serious candidate, because a lot of people are tearing him apart, trying to make him look like a kook.
Well, that's because they want to tear him apart because he's going to be a factor and a big factor in the election.
Right. And I'm not saying I think that. I'm just saying that's what a lot of people are. That's what the news media and the people running against him are trying to show him as a nut, basically. Yeah, and so if you want people to believe that you are secure and you are a serious candidate, I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers is the right way. And he's still under contract to the Jets. Those poor New York fans.
Well, the reason there was a bit of consternation this week is because somebody tried to flush out a story about Rodgers pushing the Sandy Hook conspiracy theory like Alex Jones did in League, in fact. And apparently that's just an allegation. He says no. But as soon as Kennedy revealed that he was considering him as a running mate, along with Jesse Ventura. Who else did you say was on that list?
So I saw the list. Let me see if I can do it by memory. So it's Jesse Ventura, Aaron Rodgers, Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker.
Guru.
Rand Paul, who I think has already said he's voting for Trump, so I don't think that's a real possibility.
Did he really?
What?
Rand Paul said he was voting for Trump?
Rand Paul is a Republican, yeah.
Yeah, I know he is, but
so I don't think he'd be, but he's on the list. Tulsi Gabbard is on the list. Mike Rowe, the host of Dirty Jobs, is on the list.
Yeah.
And I think I got it all. I think I'm forgetting one.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Anyway, so Rodgers shared a statement denying the report, calling the massacre at Sandy Hook an absolute tragedy. He said, quote, "I'm on the record saying in the past what happened at Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I'm not and have never been of the opinion the events did not take place." So where did that come from? Somebody made that stuff up in order to discredit him.
Possible.
Right?
Or they hear one thing, because Aaron Rodgers is not quiet about his opinions. He can talk about stuff. And you know how it is. If people pick up 4 seconds of a 45-second piece, it can sound like you're saying something that you're not. And the media is great at that.
Well, this is a CNN report, and what do you expect from them, frankly? They're so biased, it's ridiculous. It's like, okay, why don't you just start playing music on CNN from the AOR period or something? I mean, it's the same kind of stuff. It's a one-note samba. It's always the same at CNN, as it's always the same at the New York Times, as it's always the same at MSNBC, and it's always the same at Fox. It's always the same at Newsmax. It's not the same story, but it's the same approach. Beat the drum, keep beating it. Beat it until everybody gives up and says,
"You can't beat it no more."
Oh, you're right. Yeah, exactly. All right, that's that story. And now it's 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.